Texte numéro 118. What is dynamic pricing for concert tickets? When tickets for Green Day's 2025 Australian tour went on sale, fans joined a queue, a ritual that has been practiced for decades on footpaths, on phones, and now online. But as Green Day fans reached the purchase point, the price varied. For some, a seated ticket rose as high as $500. A week earlier, tickets to the Oasis reunion tour in the United Kingdom, arguably the hottest ticket in the world, rose by hundreds of pounds while on sale. Ticketmaster calls this in-demand pricing. It's an instance of what is more broadly known as dynamic pricing. Dynamic pricing is well established in tourism and air travel. In these markets, supply is fixed, the number of hotel rooms and plane seats, but demand has peaks and troughs. Prices are adjusted to maximise profit and to shape consumer behaviour. However, there are significant differences when it comes to music concert tickets. Consumers see accommodation and transport prices up front, before committing to a queue. When it comes to the current practice for live music dynamic pricing, costs aren't seen until they reach the front of the queue. There, consumers are presented with two numbers, a price and a timer counting down. And unlike accommodation and transport services, each concert by a major touring artist, let alone Oasis, is a much more limited commodity. In 1964, Australians paid up to $4, $60 in today's terms, to see the world's hottest act, the Beatles. The relative price of concert tickets has changed with the economic and cultural role of live music. For decades, concerts were primarily a way to promote record sales, with physical albums being the main source of revenue. Since the digital devaluing of recorded music, live performance has become increasingly essential for the industry, so ticket prices have risen, and with them, the drive for everyone involved to get their cut. Shared group experiences are becoming increasingly rare in our atomized, algorithm-driven world. Concerts contribute to social cohesion and build communities that otherwise would have less opportunities to meet. If such experiences become prohibitively expensive, many will be excluded from one of the sweetest fruits of the social contract. Rather than market value, this would essentially amount to a failure of policy. The use of dynamic pricing for Green Day tickets imports a new twist into the Australian music market, and fans are understandably upset. Will dynamic pricing stick, or will it force attention to the structural issues in our live music sector? With today's news that Dua Lipa tickets will also be subject to the practice, it seems that we may be stuck with it for now. Adapted from The Conversation, September 2024.